Welcome to Perspectives. I'm Tramell Gomes, sitting in for Tom Flanagan. Well, it's vacation time around here, and our morning edition host, Ronald J. Eben, is on vacation. And within teamwork, we all adjust. It's a team here, and everyone's filling in. So I'm filling in for Tom, even though you just heard him on the news. It's time to get healthy and fit. Time to transform your lifestyle. Ask yourself this. Did you get 9 hours of sleep last night? Are you on track for eating at least 5 servings of fruits and veggies today? If not, it's time to kick those healthy practices into gear, and that's what we're talking about today. Joining me in the studio is Tallahassee Mayor John Marks, Shannon Colavecchio, founder and CEO of Badass Fitness. She's an ACE certified group instructor and personal trainer who teaches cycling, TRX, core, and boot camp classes around Tallahassee. I just so happen to be a member of her badass army. Also in the studio, we have Jennifer Durso with the Leon County Health Department. She's the tobacco prevention specialist. And finally, Maisha Mitchell, who is one of 4 Childhood Obesity Prevention Education Coalition, or COPE, leadership team members. Welcome you all to the program.
Thank you. We're talking about
getting fit. And this initiative that the city is championing to get, like, you know, everyone, all the citizens involved. So, Mayor Marks, what's this all about?
Well, it actually is a little bit more than just getting fit. It's getting healthy and doing the right thing in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And it kind of originated. I mean, we've always had good health and wellness individuals in our community, but I was at a meeting at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and I met Mick Cornett, who happens to be the mayor of Oklahoma City. And Mayor Cornett put his city on a diet to lose 500,000 pounds,
wow,
which was really very interesting. So I just thought I'd come back to Tallahassee. That sounds like a great idea. But when I started, I got a lot of the folks, a lot of the people in our community who are dealing with health issues, that got together, and we got together, and they said it's more than that. It's a broader thing than that. It's much broader. And so over a series of meetings, we got together, and we came up with a plan for the city of Tallahassee, and you did part of it already, 95210.
Yeah.
And that's our health initiative, and we can go through those numbers and tell folks what it is.
Definitely. Jennifer Durso, I understand you played a big role in trying to help the city along in this effort with 95210. What is 95210?
It's really a comprehensive health message, just as Mayor Mark said. And you hit on 2 of the numbers, the sleep and the fruits and vegetables.
9 hours of sleep, 5 hours, right. 5 servings. Of fruits and veggies. That's a lot, but yeah.
It's not really.
It's not?
When you think about it.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's part of the confusion is people see that number 5, but a lot of people don't have a sense of what a serving is.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, 1/2 cup of berries, you know.
Yeah.
And you can sort of sneak that into your cereal and other ways to get that in throughout the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you asked me about breakfast this morning. I had a bowl of strawberries and bananas, and I had a glass of orange juice.
Okay.
I think I'm up 2 already.
I think you are.
So, break it down some more. The 95210, Jennifer. Yeah.
Okay, so we did 9, 5. So the 2 is recreational screen time, limiting your recreational screen time every day to no more than 2 hours. And people often ask themselves and people around them, what is a recreational screen time? So you can't count work time. You can't tell your boss, no, I'm turning off the TV. turn off the TV, but I'm not, you know, I can't walk away from the computer. It's coming home, it's video games, it's TV, it's even playing on your smartphone.
Facebook
counts as recreational screen time.
I would imagine so.
Right. So all that, yeah. 1 hour is physical activity, at least every day. Moving, and we promote just getting up. Moving doesn't have to be 60 minutes, and Shannon can speak to this more, but continuously. We want it to just be starting to build that foundation. And zero is, it's twofold. It's 0 sugary sweetened beverages and 0 tobacco exposure and use.
Wow.
That's great.
All right. And talking about getting fit, Shannon Colavecchio, the badass fitness instructor, and I know firsthand.
You know the pain.
How intense this can be, attending your boot camp classes and stuff like that. What do you add as far as, like, you know, what can people do to get active?
Yeah, I think I love that the mayor said that it's more about – it's about more than, you know, just losing weight and – quote unquote fitness. I think it's an overall lifestyle issue. Mm-hmm. And I think if you try to go into it with this mind that it's a quick fix, you know, that's not going to happen. The quick fix might happen, but it will reverse itself eventually. And so it's a matter of literally building these things into your daily habits. At Moore Communications Group, where I also work during the day, I founded the wellness program there. And we have several of our employees now who are all using standing desks. Mm-hmm. And so it's as little as a change of that, you know, it's parking the car further away in the parking lot so that you have to walk further. It's telling yourself, if it's on the third floor or lower, I'm not going to take the elevator. I'm going to take the stairs. During session, I had a whole group at the Capitol literally every single day going all the way from the bottom to the top of the 22nd floor. I mean, it's building these little challenges into your daily life. And then also telling yourself, you know what, I'm going to get to the gym and make that a part of my habit, you know, of my everyday schedule.
That is easier said than done.
It is. But I also think that, you know, what Jennifer said, you can – it doesn't have to be – and 90 minutes at a time. It can be, when I wake up, I'm going to do 10 minutes of something. And then at lunchtime, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to walk 10 minutes after lunch. And then when I get home, as a family, we're going to go ahead and walk after dinner. It can be literally that simple.
All right. Maisha Mitchell, where are we as far as like obesity rates in the Capital Region?
Well, you know, Jennifer has a lot more information because of the health department. But we are really concerned about the epidemic aspect of how this is moving in our area, particularly with Tallahassee. Over 35% of our young people are at risk, you know, of obesity in our area. So we were wondering about how might we address this issue, not independently by myself, but with a group of people, mm-hmm. a whole coalition of folk. And so we've been working with the Blue Foundation to address this issue, the COPE Coalition and over 100 others in our community who are agencies, public-private sector, who are trying to come together to look at this healthy mission, mm-hmm. this mission we're talking about, this vision of having a healthy Tallahassee, healthy children, healthy future. How important is this to all of us? For our children must be healthy if we want to move forward. So obesity is a critical area that is more than just weight. As a matter of fact, weight doesn't really get you there. More than likely, it's about your attitude, your mm-hmm. behavior changes, the way you live your life, the daily practices mm-hmm. of doing things like healthy eating, physical activity, even gardening, you know, can help in both those areas.
Yeah. But it takes a lot to make these lifestyle changes, even for someone who's relatively fit, getting the motivation to go to the gym. It takes a lot of willpower and commitment, and there's so many distractions in the way of, like, you know, to prevent you from doing these things.
Well,
so how do you get this?
Well, it's easier than you think. Mm-hmm. With children particularly, you know, when they're doing gardening, it's all exciting. You know, they're on their knees, they're weeding and plucking and digging and hoeing and things of that sort. So they're getting their physical activity. But when they see a carrot come from the earth, mm-hmm. something that they put a seed in, you know, and now all of a sudden here it is. It's like, whoa, you've never seen this before. So the education component alone is just magnificent because it gives children an opportunity to understand where their food comes from, how you grow it, how you maintain it, and how you can actually fix it and prepare for your own family. So it is easier than you think.
All right, let's hear how easy it is. I want to hear from our listeners right now. Okay. 850-414-1234 or 800-926-8809, or you can email us at perspectives@wfsu.org. Tell us some of your challenges with getting fit or some things that you've been able to overcome. We want to hear and have that discussion mm-hmm. here. Now, Mayor Marks, the Tallahassee was just named the Let's Move City.
Yes.
That's championed by the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, we have a number of resources in our community that can help us maintain a healthy lifestyle. And as we indicate, this is a lifestyle kind of a change because mm-hmm. our surroundings and our upbringing and the environment and a lot of those things affect that. And a lot of them don't affect it effectively in a positive way. And so I think you have to have a holistic approach. You have to have involvement from the community. You have to have individuals. You have to change your lifestyle a little bit. it isn't that difficult. And I think Maisha was correct. It's a mental thing. It's my thing to do it. And so we have to do it. And I want to make one other point. We have a number of resources in our community, significant resources. You have some of us who are at the table here. The problem has been maybe that access to those resources or knowing about those resources has been a problem. So part of the initiative of 95210 is to make sure that our community has access to activities. So we have a website, and that website is www.healthbythenumbers.us. Very easy to healthbythenumbers.us. That is a resource where you can go online, find out what's happening in the community, information about healthy choices that benefit individuals and families, local experts. We have a number of them here today, local experts and resources that can help you on this website, and a calendar. Mm-hmm. A calendar of events, so a calendar of things that are happening in the community that you can partake in that will help you initiate a positive, healthy lifestyle and maintain it. That's what we need.
And I think the leadership on that starts, you know, it's important that a community has leadership wanting the community to be fit. There was a story in the Democrat this week about the new TRX station that you have out at the park. And I just commend that so much because one of my greatest passions is that fitness be accessible to people. You know, I don't want it to be a situation where only people who have a lot of money get to do it, or, you know, only people who, you know, can get to an indoor facility every morning at 6 a.m. can do it. So I love the idea that literally you can have fitness on the corner. You know, it's at the park, and the kids can go and their parents can go, and it can be something that the family can do together.
That sounds like a good way of overcoming, like, you know, the issue. So what are other challenges, or what are challenges facing the wellness effort in Tallahassee, whether it's for the children or for adults? Mayor Marks.
Well, I think it's a challenge for everybody, quite frankly. I mean, for our kids, you know, they may not even have – do they have physical education classes now still?
So, mm-hmm.
I thought at one time they were cutting them out in the schools. And that's a shame. I remember when I grew up, I was part of an everyday activity.
Every day.
You know, and nutrition in our schools is very important. I think I hope the schools are pulling out those soda machines and those candy machines.
They've begun to do that.
And they should do that. And I hope that, you know, they have dietitians and nutritionists in our schools to help. And now for adults, you know, that's a personal thing almost. You got to want to do it. You got to want to do those kinds of things. I will admit that 95210 may be challenging, especially with 9 hours of sleep for adults.
That might be challenging even for me.
It is. And we'll get into more of that and all the solutions that we can and tips that we can pass along for those that we can actually get a 9 hours of sleep in our schedule. You're listening to Perspectives here on WFSU-FM. Welcome back to Perspectives. I'm Tramell Gomes. We're talking health and wellness. In the studio today, we have Tallahassee Mayor John Marks, also fitness instructor Shannon Colavecchio, Jennifer Dursa with the Leon County Health Department. She's the tobacco prevention specialist, and Maisha Mitchell, who's with the COPE leadership team members, COPE, which dealing with childhood obesity. So we're just right before the break talking about getting that 9 hours of sleep. Is that realistic? What's the difference between are we able to achieve 9 hours, and the differentiation between adults and children? Jennifer Durso.
9 hours is really the message for our children, our elementary age school children, our middle school children. 8 hours is a little bit more accurate for adults. However, we have just decided when we developed the message to keep in line with what many other communities are doing in the nation, and for consistency to what we're sending to our children. I mean, they see usually that mommy and daddy aren't getting 9 hours of sleep. But we, rather than complicating it, we decided to stick with nine. If you're an adult and you're getting eight, and in the workplace, a lot of times they'll say, get 8 hours, that's great. You know, mm-hmm. And you can champion that.
Don't get
that.
8 hours in the workplace.
Right, why not? And if you're a really progressive workplace and you can build in a rest room for stress relief and maybe take an extra 30 minutes, you can tack that on if you only get 7 hours. You can do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons why sleep is important in terms of your health. It affects your hormone levels that affect your appetite, your sort of cravings for sugary foods. It's very much like a domino effect. And so they've done a lot of studies about, you know, people who work on those night shifts and have sort of odd schedules. You know, it that's why you tend to see a lot of those people. I used to be a newspaper reporter, and the people at the copy desk, you know, their schedule is like 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. till 1 or 2 a.m. And so they would be sitting there at 11 o'clock at night and would constantly be snacking on all this junk food. But it isn't just a habit. There are literally physical things that happen within your body that make you crave those foods when you have that sort of schedule that isn't really what we're meant to have.
And when you're rested, it makes you less grumpy.
That is correct.
But also, you know, we find that with children, I see that a lot, where they can't pay attention for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. Their attention span is very short. They are always sleepy and tired, you know, particularly if they had a lot of sugar or sugary drinks.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to get them to focus and to be able to comprehend and associate things that you're saying to them.
414-1234 or 800-926-8809, or you can email us at perspectives@wfsu.org. I know, Mayor Marks, you're only with us for a short time before heading out. So what has been the response to this initiative from the people of Tallahassee?
Well, it's been a good response. It hadn't been a great response, because we have to get the word out. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what this initiative is all about, of course, is making sure that the community understands what we're trying to do. So we have a campaign where we will do it maybe once a month. One of the numbers, for instance, we'll focus on 9 hours of sleep in August. We might focus on 5 fruits and vegetables in September. And we're going to have people actually on the street corners with the signs that show what we're trying to do. We have the website. And the newspapers hopefully will pick this up as well in the media. This program is very important for us to get the word out. So it's in its infancy, I would say. It hadn't gotten to the elementary stage yet of high school.
Yeah.
Looking over to New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg recently came under fire for banning large sugary drinks. Do you believe enacting legislation and stuff like that is an effective way to reduce the consumption of like these sugary drinks, which is on the 95210?
You know, I'm not so sure if I would support legislation to that effect or some sort of
rules.
But I would support a very strong message to our community about it. And I think that's – but I'm not in favor of just enacting something, a law that restricts a person's ability to do certain things. But I am in favor of enhancing and enabling, if I can, the ability for people to do this. And this is what this 95210 is about, is informing the public. I don't think another layer of laws is a good idea, you know, to affect the individual's lifestyle. They have to want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. We need to encourage them. We need to get out there and let them know what's available.
All right, Mayor Marks. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us here on Perspectives. I know you have to run.
I think this is a great idea. I'm glad you're doing it, Tramiel. And to the individuals here who are at the table, you got the best. And we have a great community that's trying its best. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Let's go out to the phone line. We have Michelle calling from Tallahassee. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be on. I just called in with a comment to say that I really appreciate your program today, especially the 95210. Last year, I think I had just about hit the worst health crisis, and, you know, just basically practiced what you were saying and lost about 40 to 50 pounds.
Wow.
As a result, I have found that Tallahassee is a community has a wonderful lifestyle that's conducive to healthy living. For instance, I'm enjoying the wonderful bike trails now. I'm much more active. And, you know, a lot of it, too, was I have a chiropractor who practices in town who really advocates healthy lifestyle. And he practices a holistic approach through diet and proper eating. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm still working on the 9 hours of sleep.
You're probably not alone.
Oh, yeah. So, Michelle, give us some insight, if you can. Like, tell us about, like, the motivation and, like, what did it take for you to get the energy to say, okay, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go for a walk. What did it take to overcome, like, the laziness or the distractions to keep you away?
I think it helps to have a good support group. Mm-hmm. I find that working just by myself doesn't work too well. This chiropractor I mentioned, he does a lot of extra get-togethers, recipe swaps. He gets together his patients after hours, to really go over what healthy eating is all about and about unhealthy medications. So that kept me motivated. And I found the right program for me, and I just read the book every day. And, it was just being sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's the bottom line.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that call, Michelle.
Congratulations. Excellent.
Now, Shannon, I was wondering about that going into the show. Is it good to have, a partner in crime? Like, a healthy crime here.
Yes. I have advocated that a lot for a lot of people. When you know that there's somebody waiting for you at the gym at 6:30 in the morning every day, it makes rolling over a lot more guilt-inducing. So if anything, the guilt will get you there knowing that they're waiting for you and that you have somebody depending on you. And, it also makes it more fun. I mean, then it becomes a group activity. And, I loved what you said, what the caller said about finding that she found what works for her. I tell people that all the time. Not everybody is going to want to do boot camp. Not everybody's going to want to do yoga. Not everybody is going to want to do group fitness. Some people really prefer to work out on their own. And so there is no right or wrong. There is what is right for you. And once you find that and you can embrace it, then it becomes part of your lifestyle. And I think that's so important for people. And it's the people that I've seen succeed, that's what they do. They find what is right for them. And then they just go on that path. And that's very important.
414-1234 or 800-926-8809. Jennifer Durso, when it comes to the current rates of smoking among teens and young adults in Tallahassee, how do they compare to the rest of the country? And what in this 95210 program, like, how do you stomp that out?
How do we stomp it out? Literally.
Yeah.
If you smoke, you stop and put it down and stomp it out. No, I wish it were that easy. It's not. And we're really grateful that zero is a part of this whole picture of health regarding smoking, because it is connected to obesity. It is connected to childhood obesity, which is something that is new.
Smoking is connected to obesity? Childhood obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, smoking mothers. So there are so many other relationships between obviously health and secondhand smoke and things like that. Now, locally, our smoking rates with our teenagers, we're not that bad. We've had a great program. We have an amazing SWAT program in Tallahassee and Leon County. We have a tobacco-free Leon partnership, which is building its strength. But we don't want to accept even, quote unquote, lower levels than the state or the country. We want it to be zero. Mm-hmm. We do not want our children to start, and we want the adults who are smoking or using any tobacco products to quit. And we have the services here, as Mayor Marks was saying. We have an abundance of resources. And if you go to his website, the city's website, also holdchildleon.org, there are the connections there for smoking cessation services, for classes. Just as Shannon was saying, there's lots of opportunity if you like in-person kind of support, or if you'd rather do it online. The Florida Quit Line is an option. But it's really important. This message, this simple health message that we keep calling it, right, it's based on the idea that if we permeate all the sectors, if they're getting it, the message in the work site, if they're getting it in the community, if they're getting it at home, in the schools, which they are getting it in the schools now, 95210, they'll be more like the families will be more likely to consider changing behavior. And with the great thing that Michelle, the caller, said about our parks, you know, and then the gardens. Myesha said our environment is changing here in Tallahassee too, to make making that healthy choice the easier choice. So it's the complement of the health message. We are a healthy city. Okay, where do you go? Here you go. Here are the resources, you know.
Yeah, and Myesha, like, how is it getting to the people who need this information? Tell us about your organization and really tackling the obesity epidemic, as you said.
Well, yeah, individually, as again, it takes partnerships and collaboration. We're finding that, given what Jennifer and Shannon both are saying and what the mayor has said, that we're incorporating that into everything we do, you know, so that those people who are part of our initiative and the coalition also getting those similar messages. You know, for instance, we have the Blue Foundation recently funded 22 mini-grantees. And of those 22, about 7 or 8 now are focusing in on the 95210 message to carry to their individuals that they're working with. So, and that's just a small number that we've identified from people who actually said it in their grants. But those are others who are actually using that technique to educate. So education is our primary interest. You know, how do you get people informed about what's going on? The Blue Foundation is looking to make sure that people thinking and attitudinally and behaviorally are making different changes in their lifestyles. So they're eating healthier. They're understanding the aspect of healthy food. And what is it? How to shop for it? How you identify it? You know, where do you go for it? You know, how do you connect? And so places like the Tallahassee Food Network, which is a comprehensive group of people who have been working together around food, to look at that, you know, in our community, they put the messages out throughout the community. All those guys are doing work together, and we're finding with the families, cooking demonstrations, you know, those things are helping to make our community healthier in a way. And also the family members individually with the young people, they're taking on leadership roles.
So you're seeing success stories here?
We're seeing lots of stories that are very, very, very successful.
All right. Cooking is a big issue. And Shannon, I've been texting you a few times, like, what do I buy? What do I cook? How do I eat? Like, you know. So, like, getting into that habit and knowing what to purchase to even get, like, a healthy meal, like, you know, more whole wheat items and all that stuff.
Right.
Address some of those.
It can be overwhelming because especially now you go to the store and it's like, this is 100% this and it's, you know, free of this. And there's a lot of information out there and a lot of noise. But I like to tell people it boils down to eating real food that is real. Okay. So if your great grandmother would not recognize it, don't eat it. Okay. So that is Go-Gurt, Pop-Tarts, Doritos, all of those things did not exist when our great grandmothers were in the kitchen cooking food. So if it's real food, you know, even if it's a rotisserie chicken, that is real food that you can go to the store, pick it up, you can put it over a pre-made bag of salad and toss in some couscous that takes you 5 minutes with literally nothing more than boiling water. And all of a sudden you have a whole meal that is real food, you know, and was quick and probably cost you about, if not less, than what it would take you to go to the drive-thru to get. And I think that when we eat out a lot, we do not have any idea what is in our food. And, you know, as a trainer, I always tell my clients, I get you for like an hour a day. So if we work really hard, that's awesome. But if you go home or to the drive-thru, you can wreck what we just did in an hour within about 5 minutes. And so that the 90% of your what you eat is really 90% of the results that you're going to see.
414-1234 or 800-926-8809, or you can email us at perspectives@wfsu.org. I want to challenge you, Shannon, and everyone else here. Does eating healthy cost more? Is it going to cost me more to eat healthy? It seems to be that unhealthy eating is more accessible than getting that whole wheat pasta and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, because it's accessible. A lot of the unhealthy food is more accessible than there are healthy foods, particularly in what we call food desert areas, like we are in Frenchtown in the Southside area.
Those are described as food desert areas? How come?
Yeah, and some areas of pockets, there are communities within Tallahassee that are considered food deserts. That means a community that has maybe more than a mile and access to a grocery store. There's none. Usually
they're like convenience stores
and places where you can get quick things like chips and donuts and sodas and
candy bars,
beer and cigarettes and all that good stuff right at eye level for children. So then you're creating your own little cadre of people who's going to carry forth this thing for years and years and years. And so, yeah, that's more accessible to us. That's why it's difficult for us to say healthy food is not accessible, mm-hmm. you know, because it's not in most of our communities.
Is there a way to do it within a low-income budget?
I think there is. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's about the choices that you make. You know, I mean, to go to the food desert, you know, I've been in convenience stores. And guess what? Next to the Doritos up at the front counter, they have bananas and apples. Are they the best bananas and apples you've ever seen? No but they're
a lot more expensive than they are in the grocery store.
Right. Yeah, you gotta pay that is true. But, but you know, it's probably about what you're going to pay for the, you know, supersized bag of Doritos that you're about to buy. So I think that we have a lot of problems. I know that our agriculture commissioner is trying to address the food desert issue yes. throughout our state. He's trying to bring healthier meals into our schools, and I commend him for that. Again, leadership starting at the top. But I think that a lot of it comes down to choices. You know, I mean, even if you go to a fast food place, you know, increasingly there are better options. Is it the best option in the world? No, but it's a better option. Can mm-hmm. you get the grilled chicken sandwich instead of the fried chicken? Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And that's the choices that I'm talking about. You know, it's Do the fast food places now in the kids' meals let you put milk and apple slices in there instead of fries and soda? Yes, they do. Yeah. Which is that's how we, I think, get to a better place, and that's even with fast food.
That's a very important distinction, too, because many of the young parents we've spoken to choose those quick, easy meals at a drive-thru because yeah. many of them can't cook, for one thing. The other thing is just it's more convenient and it's cheaper for them. So they find it so easily accessible to yeah. get to that type of food. Our job now is to get them educated to the point where they understand that maybe that's not the best choice in the long range, particularly for your children and your own health and your family's health. And since you are most likely the woman is taking charge of all that, we have to approach the moms in certain ways to let them know that they make the final decisions. I had a young person say, a mother say to me, well, how can I stop them from eating all this junk food? And I said, well, who does the shopping in your family? She said,
right.
I do the shopping. Well, then if you don't bring it in, they won't have it. So yeah. that's one way you can stop it in that regard. But there's so many other ways creatively that we're finding from our coalition members that suggest that families can do this,
you know,
with support mm-hmm. and with education and all kinds of other resources that are available to them.
And we'll get into a little more of all that. You're listening to Perspectives here on WFSU-FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Perspectives. I'm Tremel Gomes with a wonderful panel here talking about getting fit, staying healthy, and giving us some tips on how we can get that started. In the studio, we have Shannon Colavecchio, founder and CEO of Badass Fitness. I'm stumbling this morning. I think I need my mouth should get a workout. Badass Fitness. Maybe I didn't get enough sleep.
Maybe not. That's right. You can cause it.
Yes. Jennifer Dursa with Leon County. She's the what do you do over there? The tobacco prevention specialist. And Maisha Mitchell, I'm one of four Childhood Obesity Prevention Education Coalition members. So that's our topic today. We're looking into the whole initiative, the 95210 program that the city of Tallahassee is doing to get the entire city and surrounding areas, like, you know, healthy and fit. Let's go to the phone line, 414-1234 or 800-926-8809. Those are the numbers to call if you have any questions or comments about today's show. Bill, well, calling from Tallahassee, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's your comment or question?
Yes, I just want to promote one program that was started by a Tallahassee City employee, the African Caribbean Dance Theater, that has almost like a built-in motivation factor to it with the drumming and the music. It's been going on for well over a decade and has helped many, many Tallahassee residents stay healthy or start a healthy lifestyle.
Oh, wow. This is the first time I'm hearing about this program. Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
They're part of our coalition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and done very good work with children.
Caribbean music and all of that mm-hmm. stuff, dancing. I think I need to take a...
Very fun.
I took my 7-year-old.
Shannon, we should go.
Yes, we should.
Is he still talking?
Yeah. So, yeah. Bill, how is it? So it got started. How is it for you and getting you healthy and staying fit?
Well, I am unfortunately a failure when it comes to,
oh, no.
to that. But it has been very beneficial for my family. Mm-hmm. Both my son and my wife have benefited greatly from it. And possibly one day, if I live long enough, I may try to go and start myself.
Go, but, Bill, go.
That's why I'm not talking about myself. I've literally failed in that area.
So why? Let's try and fix this. Like, you know, what's keeping you from doing what the rest of your family is doing? And are you relatively healthy? I guess everyone else is in the healthy lifestyle in your family.
Yes.
What's
I'm relatively healthy, but I think your topic about motivation is maybe my biggest problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, Shannon, you see, it's around. It takes a lot to get motivated to do these things. Thanks for your call, Bill. What do you say to getting started? And he has his family on board.
Mm-hmm. I think family can be a motivation. You know, I've had clients that came to me and they decided that they wanted to get healthy for their families, whether it was a mom or dad that wanted to be able to run around with their kids or just, you know, knowing that they wanted to not have to worry about having a heart attack before they got to see their kids off to college. I mean, mm-hmm. those are real issues. And, you know, talk about choices. You know, what matters most to you? And if exercise doesn't matter most, well, does your family? Because if they mm-hmm. do, then maybe that's what gets you going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the caller is in a fortunate position because his family's already, you know, on the wagon. And so if he can join and it can become a family affair. I have one family that the entire family comes to my boot camp. You know them, Tramell. You know, it's Laura, Tim, husband and wife, Kelsey, their daughter, who's a teenager in high school, you know, and Grayson, who's age 5. And I will tell you that Grayson has more fun at that boot camp probably than all of us combined, partly because he sees that we are having fun. And I think that in terms of the childhood obesity, when you can get kids, you know, when you turn a jump squat into a frog jump, you know, or you call, you know, a jumping lunge a leapfrog, you know, all of a sudden, or Jack in the Box, you know, then it becomes something that they're like, oh, that's kind of a game, you know, and we do that and we see that. And I think that's the way that we get kids to see it as, you know, it's not torture and it's not a chore, but it's something that is fun. And then when the whole family's doing it, well, it just becomes part of their schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that we've been looking at in terms of successes and strategies for that is how do you get families, key people in the family to promote this whole idea of health and wellness, you know, living healthy lifestyles. And it sounds like the caller is willing to go there. He just hasn't gotten to that point yet. Mm-hmm. But being a key player in his household, being the father, you know, that leadership role is very critical. And then maybe joining his wife, you know, sometimes going to the class, looking at the class and see what's going on. You may not want to dance, but there's so many other things that could be done. Going to the grocery store to assist with the shopping and seeing how the food can be purchased and how you prepare the food in the kitchen, you know, things like that. And finding out what his son, I think he said, likes about that. So it becomes a family thing. Everything you do becomes a family thing. And that's the key thing right about now when you talk about children and families changing behaviors.
How can the youth maybe be the ones to empower their parents to go back?
Exactly.
Just coming from this, giving like in my thought process is that they're in school. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're involved in recreational activities. They're more active doing after school activity. Then they come home and maybe the parents aren't as motivated. So how can they be the
SWAT
catalyst to push
them?
That's
a Jen's question. I mean, the SWAT has really been the key.
What is the SWAT?
Truth Campaign. You familiar with the Truth Campaign, the smoking initiative that started several years back? Well, anyway, that SWAT, the Students Working Against Tobacco, has really jump-started a lot of the changes that families have about smoking.
And it's empowering the students.
It's empowering the students
with how they're basically being manipulated by the industry, you know, to buy the product. And it empowers them so that they can take the message home as young consumers to their parents and to spread the message peer-to-peer to say, we're not buying this, literally.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, you're not pulling the wool over our eyes. We're better than this. We care about ourselves. And then similarly with this health campaign is to bring the message home. Mm-hmm. And even we started with the youngest kids. We
That's
piloted
right.
this in the pre-K in Leon County schools.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, and even earlier than that, some child care centers where there were four-year-olds, you know, three mm-hmm. and four-year-olds. So for them to keep hearing it from the very beginning and then to come home and, you know, see mom or dad not supporting the message. It happened with recycling in our mm-hmm. schools too, and here in Tallahassee. You know, why are we not recycling, Mom? You know, and then
right.
it happened in my house where I was like, why am I – okay.
That's
now
scary.
We do it, you know, and just put in a little bit of that gentle pressure because mm-hmm. they want to be healthy. They,
right.
you know, I mean, it's on TV all the time, the commercials, you see the first lady, get up and move. You know, the message, maybe a different number, 60 minutes versus 95210, but it is reinforcing that together as a family, we should be healthy.
Mm-hmm. And right.
We heard from Bill, and he said that how he's a failure in that respect. How do you set yourself up to not fail?
Exactly.
I bring this up because even in the evenings, I try to go to the gym in the evening times. But then with such a busy schedule, like you may be invited to go to meet up for a happy hour or meet mm-hmm. colleagues out and about. And there you go, that pressure that's throwing you off your schedule. So maybe forcing yourself to go to the gym at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you get that out of the way. So, Shannon, mm-hmm. what are some tips that are out there to get yourself?
I think the first thing is to not try to think of it as a failure. It's like, you know, if you hit snooze one morning, that is not the demise of your entire fitness program. And I think that – or, you know, if you give in to the cookie at work, that does not mean that you have to eat horribly for the rest of the day because, oh, well, I ate the cookie. It's all, you know, downhill from here. So I think that we tend to just kind of over emphasize stumbles. My mantra, I always say this for Badass Fitness, is that we fall down. We will always fall down. We will stumble, but we always get back up. And that applies to everything. That is, you know, if you miss that one workout, well, guess what? Find a way to get it in tomorrow. You know, I think it's baby steps. And I think that the baby steps over time add up to huge victories. And that's what people
see. I think you touched on something. The amount of pressure placed on the act of even getting fit may be harming. Because you put too much pressure when you miss mm-hmm. and the motivation starts mm-hmm. to
– Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, and even, you know, if somebody's trying to quit smoking mm-hmm. and, you know, they give in and they have a cigarette, it's like, oh, well, I might as well just go back to 4 packs a day. Well, no.
It takes average seven to eight attempts to quit successfully.
Oh, wow,
and so use the same type of attitude when tobacco cessation specialists worked with them and say, you know what, it's not a failure. You know, and it's not even a relapse. It's like a bump.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And so you get up and you try it again. So.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's go out to the phone lines. We have Mary calling from Tallahassee. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I would like to address the issue of fragrances in body products and dryer sheets that are used on clothes. Mm-hmm. These are very strong chemicals that some people, such as myself, are allergic to, and mm-hmm. we react with poisoning symptoms such as headache, nausea, vomiting.
And you encounter these at gyms?
Yes. Especially people at gyms load up on these fragrances, mm-hmm. fragrance body products.
Okay.
And I can't participate in the activities because the body heats up. People run around the area and spread it throughout the whole room. And I'd like to point out that Dr. Oz has called these fragrances obesogens because they actually make you fat because they interfere with the elimination, the natural elimination of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see some, address some, this as an issue on the part of people who are leading these classes.
Yeah. So what's your...
I could send some information to Tramel.
All right, definitely. Please, welcome. Send me through email and all of that stuff. So what's your current workaround to make sure that you're able to still do what you need to do for yourself to stay fit? I guess you sometimes avoid the gym, but do you work at home, work out?
Well, I go to the gym at off hours, but I'm really having trouble with the group classes at my gym.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to many times just leave.
All right. Let me ask Shannon about this. Is this something that maybe she can, maybe as a group fitness leader, bring it up to you if she were taking your class and you can like give a note to the rest of the group to be like, hey, just come a little bare?
Yeah, it's almost something that I think is a management issue. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, the group fitness person obviously ultimately answers to the group fitness facility manager. People were probably overcompensating by, you know, what they think is going to happen when they start working out really hard. Mm-hmm. And it may be a situation where, in that case, group fitness doesn't work, or maybe group fitness outdoors is better, you know, some sort of an outdoor option where you've got a little bit more, airflow.
All right. Well, thanks for that call, Mary. Interesting perspective. Like, there are different things.
But there are things in the environment that can really trigger certain hormonal mm-hmm. changes in the body that can cause people to have illnesses associated with these disparities you're talking about in diseases. And so over and over we see, particularly the current research to show that some particular types of perfumes mm-hmm. and hair treatment conditioners can cause cancer in the body. Mm-hmm. So those things are happening. We don't always know how they are connected, but certainly the environmental aspect should be considered.
And I think in terms of, health, that's overall wellness too. And so just like you should know what you're eating and putting into your body, right. You should certainly be aware of and make decisions that are educated about what you're putting on your body. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. So let's talk about this. Many of us are in the office setting. At a desk, some are fortunate, like in my job, you're always on the run, going to a meeting, going to a press conference. For those who are stationary at a desk, like, what can they do to stay active? That's a big chunk of your day sitting at a desk looking at a computer screen or what have you. Shannon, you talked earlier about stand-up desks.
Right.
Like, what else can people do as far as like a little workout to keep moving?
Well, when it gets to be 12 o'clock, we can all stand up and participate in round 6 of the 12-hour challenge. I do these every Thursday and we put the word out via Twitter and Facebook, and it's literally every hour on the hour from like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. you get up and you do a minute of one thing, whether it's squats, planks, push-ups. We did the push-ups. That was a little bit dreadful. By round 6, we were a little bit wondering why we had decided to do push-ups. But my point just being that you have to sort of, I tell people you can set like a little calendar reminder on your desk calendar, every hour. Get up and
move. That's
what mine says. Instead of using that, inner office messaging system, get up and walk to their office and talk to them. We do have standing desks in my office. I think we're up to 5 of us now that have it. Sitting at your desk, there have been studies that have found that even if you, exercise the recommended, 30 to 60 minutes a day, that we sit for so much longer than we used to. And we drive everywhere, unless you live in a city that's really walkable, that has mass transit, you drive everywhere. And so we are sitting for so long that it is literally killing us. And standing up at your desk has made a huge difference for a lot of us in terms of the energy level. But I think that it can become a part of the corporate culture. When I got there, we established this wellness program, and it's everything from doing these challenges during the day to setting an example with the standing desk to, doing different office activities that are active. Instead of having happy hour, we do kickball. It's little things like that.
Yeah. And I've been trying to talk to the news team here, and they're on board. We just haven't had the time to to really try. Right, yet to really say like, okay, every hour let's just pause and do some squats.
Right.
but
literally it's 1 minute every hour. So a minute is
And think about growing your own garden.
That's another thing. And then you're outside, it's therapeutic in terms of the mind. And
you have great food.
Right.
Yeah. to come out of that, it's cheaper than you're going to buy in the store.
Absolutely.
Healthy, and you're aware of what you're putting into your body. So,
exactly.
Okay. What other tips are out there that people should know about?
I bring a small barbell to my desk because I watch a couple conference calls a day, a few webinars, things like that. And so I just do that. I don't even have to get up if
That's
I can't.
Awesome.
I know I should get up more, but sometimes I can't. And so I'll just do, a few bicep curls and here and there. And
I love that. You can do dips off of any desk chair anywhere.
Right. Right, standing and just,
yeah,
you know, getting a chair, getting behind the chair instead of sitting in the chair.
Right, stretch bands.
Stretching.
Stretch bands, like $3, I think.
Those are interesting.
So what's the challenge today?
Today's challenge is squats.
Squats.
And there's so many different kinds. There's a whole world of opportunity there, people.
So everyone here is on board to do some squats at the 12
o'clock. 12 o'clock.
Just for a full minute.
All right, we'll stick around and do that right after the program. So this is a really good initiative. 95210. And as you touched on earlier, the city, even in one of the parks, installing a TRX training. What is TRX?
TRX is suspension training, mm-hmm. And they also have a rip trainer. And so the idea is that you use your own body weight. What I love about the TRX is that you can literally, when I travel, it folds up into a little bag, and I bring it with me, and I can put it in a doorway, I can tie it around a tree, and I can do it anywhere. The city has installed this A-frame where you can attach the TRX strap to it. It looks like a parachute strap. It's kind of what it originated as. And it is a great way to maintain strength while you build agility. Professional athletes use it. Drew Brees is actually one of the spokespeople for TRX. It absolutely works, and it's really good for recovery, rehab, balance training, the whole gamut.
And we'll tell you on our website where to find that park so you can get involved in that, and you'll see pictures of us doing some of this workout at the 12 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. Perspective is produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Technical assistance is provided by Taylor Cox. Michael Fleming was handling your phone calls and emails, and I'm Tramell Gomes, inviting you to join us again next week for more expert opinion and discussions right here on Perspectives.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcasts. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.